History was made at Kolotku 7M Community School near Pemberton on January 29, as they celebrated their first-ever graduate, Raoul Peters. It was so exciting to attend the ceremony in the community and to witness not only our students' celebration but also the community's, said Christine Seymour, District Vice Principal of Indigenous Education. It was really great to see and witness the celebration, and I'm looking forward to continued student success. Members of Fraser Cascade School District, Kolotku 7M staff, and loved ones were present for Peters's commencement last week. Peters, who completed his trades program and is heading full-time into construction, is the first student to graduate from Kolotku 7M since it opened in 2018. According to Superintendent Balin Morthy, Peters's accomplishment paves the way for future graduates of the school, which includes the two students who are graduating this fall. It's amazing to see him 5 years later, from this young grade 7 boy, to this high school graduate who successfully completed his trades program in construction, Morthy said. And the construction industry that was there wants to hire him full-time. And he wants to move towards his Red Seal, which is another example of what can happen when people work together for the success of our Indigenous students. Currently, 10 students are regularly attending the school, though Morthy said two former students have expressed an interest to return within the year. Taught by Gillian Fraser, the vice principal and only teacher at Kolotku 7M, the curriculum focuses on both academics and cultural Indigenous teaching. Located in Mount Currie, on the Kolotku 7M First Nation Reserve, the school was established in 2018 in order to help the Kolotku 7M community's students who had to travel an average of 2 hours, each way up and down a Forest Service road, to reach the nearest school available to them. Despite being within Fraser Cascade's geographical boundaries, the school is officially part of the Sea to Sky District. Because of how long it would take Fraser Cascade maintenance crews to travel to the school, around 4 hours one way, the districts work together to provide maintenance to the school. It's important to recognize that this might not have happened if it wasn't for this joint initiative between Fraser Cascade and the Sea to Sky School District, and the vision of pulling it all together to make it happen, Morthy said. And, to see what a wonderful young person he is, Raoul, is an example for all of the other students that are within the community. Peters's success highlights the potential of encouraging a curriculum that incorporates Indigenous practices and teachings. Fraser has a master's in Indigenous education and works alongside Kolotku 7M Indigenous elders and community teachers. Together they work to ensure that students are learning about their culture, while also receiving the necessary education to continue the next steps in their lives. Both Seymour and Morthy praised Fraser for supporting students as they learn about their Indigenous cultures and knowledge. Seymour noted that Fraser embodies the idea of learning both ways in order to encourage the enrichment of Indigenous culture and knowledge. She said Fraser is open to learning from the community she serves, which is important as the communities not only want to see their kids succeed in the education system. They want the kids to be empowered to learn their own culture and language. Meanwhile, Morthy drew attention to Fraser's dedication and commitment towards providing education to the community. Fraser commutes an hour to the school, both to and from. Of course, all in attendance also praised Peters. During the graduation, people talked about Raoul and his work in the community, Seymour said. And they talked about his attendance and being a role model for the others, for the younger students. But they also talked about how he was a hunter and a fisherman. With those things come just as much education and learning. When Indigenous students walk into a building and they not only feel a sense of belonging, but they feel like there's a space for them to learn their culture as they're learning through school, I see better success.